Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
Some changes have come to Pella Regional Health Center. What are they? Let's go in-depth with Dr. Craig Wittenberg.
Well, Dr. Wittenberg, I've never interviewed somebody wearing masks. This is very odd. Well, how are things going at the hospital?
Things at the hospital seem like we're getting closer to normal, or maybe our new normal. We're definitely busier, almost probably back up to where we were before all of this started, I think, almost trying to catch up a little bit. So.
Because there, for a long time, there was not a lot of elective stuff going on.
Right. So we had about 5 weeks where things were no elective surgeries, and just we were only doing people who really needed to be seen in the clinic. And now it's kind of open to, I mean, most people are feeling comfortable coming back in, and our clinics are full, and our elective surgeries are full, and OB has been full, so we've been very busy.
Okay, so that's a good thing, that people should just feel like we're back on track for our normal medical care.
I think so, with normal being the new normal, which is we're being really careful about trying to make everybody, screen everybody and treat everybody, I guess, especially carefully so that we're not exposing people unnecessarily, but I would say everybody, from our perspective, is everything's pretty much back to normal, except the masks.
There was, for a while, when you'd come to Pella Regional, somebody would greet you at the street, and they'd direct you to the appropriate entrance, and you'd go through screening. And so I understand there's some changes with that. What's happening?
Well, I think all of our entrances are open now. I think we're still screening. We're screening all employees every morning with taking our temperatures, and we're still screening people who come to the clinic, trying to make sure that people are healthy when they come, and if they're not healthy but they need to be seen, then we're trying to handle that a little bit differently to keep them a little bit separate from the people who are there and are healthy and coming for a visit.
So how does it work? Every employee gets their temperature taken? That seems like, I mean, my vision is an old-fashioned thermometer where it has to wait for 60 minutes. I bet you've got something fancier than that now.
We just have a temporal scanner that goes across our temporal area and then down along the back of our ear and takes our temperature.
Okay, so it's just real quick.
Yeah.
And so if somebody has a temperature, what do you do? If, let's say, it's a doctor comes in, he's real busy, he's got all kinds of things to do, and you say, nope, not right. Coming in today. It's like that.
If you have a fever, then you go home. But hopefully, in all honesty, if we have employees that aren't feeling well, they're not even coming in to be screened. They're calling in and saying, I'm sick. But this is theoretically picking up someone who doesn't realize that they have a fever. But I know when I've talked to our screeners, they haven't sent anybody home in 6 weeks, or I guess now 8 weeks. So,
hospital staff.
Hospital staff, exactly.
More in depth after this.
Continued my conversation with Dr. Craig Wittenberg about some changes that have come to Pella Regional.
Let's just say that I'm coming in for, a knee operation of some sort. Now, what happens when I say I walk up and I say I'm here for my knee operation?
Well, so the first thing that happens is all of our surgeries now are getting screened for coronavirus a couple of days before their procedure, because we can get the coronavirus testing back within 48 hours. So if you were gonna have surgery on Wednesday, you would come in either on Sunday or Monday, and you would have a coronavirus test. We would send it to a lab in Ankeny, and we would get that turned around within 48 hours so that we know that you don't have coronavirus before you come in to have your surgery. And then, but they would still be screening you the same day when you came in to make sure you didn't have fevers and stuff like that. But we would actually test all of the elective surgeries now to make sure they don't have coronavirus.
Okay, what if I come in and say, hey, I'm afraid I have coronavirus? What's the process then?
Well, if you're well, I mean, not sick enough to be in the emergency room, but you just want to come to the clinic, what would happen is we are closing the patient assessment center, which is kind of our pole barn building out west of Iowa Ortho. That's where we've been seeing patients for the last 2 months while we were working through this coronavirus pandemic. So that's going to be shutting down as of after Sunday, and then we are going to be moving our walk-in clinic, sick patient clinic, back downstairs on the main floor of our Pella Medical Clinic starting on Monday. So we're still going to try to keep people separated in our walk-in clinic. And so what's going to happen is if you come in and you say, I'm sick, then they're going to have you park your car in a certain area. They will do registering and they will do some appropriate screening outside. And then when it's time for you to be seen, they would make sure you have a mask on and they would bring you directly in through the front part of the waiting room and directly into a room up in the walk-in clinic area so that you would not be exposing a bunch of people that might be in the waiting room. So anybody who has any symptoms of illness, you're gonna either be in your car or you're gonna be in a room. And then when you're done, you'll go back out and you'll have your mask on at all times.
Okay, and so we'll run this as news stories before Monday, but this is already in place by the time people are hearing this program.
More in depth after this. Continued my conversation with Dr. Craig Wittenberg about some changes that have come to Pella Regional.
You're going to be screened outside, but then you're going to come in.
Right. So we are removing the patient assessment center for multiple reasons. One is it's hot and it doesn't have air conditioning. But also, yeah, we feel like we can screen people and keep people safe now that we have a good process in place. So you would just come, if you want to be seen at the walk-in clinic, you would just come to the clinic and you would talk to the people out front. We still have screeners out front, our nurses, who would screen you and say, okay, you have a fever, why don't you go park your car over there? We'll get you registered and we'll let the nurses know inside that you're here to be seen. And then when it's time, we'll call you and you'll come in directly to a room.
So I just need to be a good listener.
Right. Yep.
But we tend to do that when we're at the hospital or the clinic anyway.
Right. They'll give you very clear directions, hopefully.
Yeah, and they seem very... You know, I've been here a couple of times maybe two or three times since this whole thing started, and everybody's very diligent at the doorways.
It's a very significant job at this point. We want to make sure that everybody's getting screened appropriately. So,
okay. Now, so let's just say I have an every 6 month appointment with, let's say, a specialist in the specialty clinic. What do I do then? I feel fine. I'm just here for my 6 month appointment. What do I do?
Right. So, you would come to whatever door you usually go to, and that you would still be screened in the same way you've been screened before as you're coming in, and they would make sure you had a mask on. But then you would say, I feel well. I haven't had fevers, and then they would give you a green sticker that says I've been screened, and they would send you on to your clinic. And you would be required to wear the mask all the time while you're in the hospital.
Okay, and that's inconvenient.
We're doing it out of respect for everybody who's here, you know, our other patients, trying to keep our staff healthy, you know, and even though there are some people who are not wanting to wear masks, and I respect that opinion, at least in the hospital, we feel that that's something that we need to require everybody, including staff, visitors, et cetera.
You don't need any... I don't know, people not wanting to wear masks because of they want to be defiant.
Right.
Or make a political statement.
Yeah, we would like to have politics out of here for right now. And it's just, it's what we need to do, even though there might be some employees that say, I'd rather not do that. And they can do what they want outside. But when they're in here, they have to follow the recommendations that we've made as a hospital. So.
And I bet those recommendations weren't taken lightly. I bet there's been a lot of thought put into them.
Yep, and it's kind of, as you know, it's kind of changed significantly over the last 2 months to, you know, you don't need a mask, and to now, yes, everybody should wear a mask here, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, anything else changing that people should know about?
I don't know that anything's changing. I mean, we are continuing to look at who can be accompanying people when they come. And right now, it's a little bit looser than it was before, but there still are some restrictions as far as who can come, like, onto OB. Right now, it's just one support person, or, you know, who can come in if you're having a surgery, just one support person. Those things are kind of constantly in flux, so I would look at our website, you know, if you have some procedure or if you have an office visit, and see what the current recommendations are, because they may change over the course of the next weeks even. But there are still definite restrictions as far as visitors at this point.
Well, there needs to be. You don't need more people in the OB ward than should be there.
Exactly. Yeah, we would
need, or anywhere.
Yep, we need to keep everybody safe. Exactly.
Okay. What have you learned, and as a person, as a doctor, and then as an institution, what do you think Pella Regional and you has, how do you think you've advanced, improved, lessons learned, anything like that?
Well, lessons learned, I mean, obviously we need to have lots of personal protective equipment. We are preparing for another surge in the fall. We're hoping that doesn't happen, but we are definitely much better prepared. We've got our patient assessment center that we could get going in literally in a day if we needed to. We've gotten all of our, like ER at this point is still cordoned into healthy and sick, but at some point my guess is it'll change and go back to the way it was. But we know essentially if something happens and we start to see a surge that we can get everything going very quickly. And when this started, we were very concerned about PPE, N95 masks, all that stuff. We have a really good supply on hand now, and if something happens, I think we're, as an institution, rather much more prepared, and I think as a state and a nation, everybody's much more prepared. But, you know, also we've had to do a lot of studying about how to make people as safe as possible, and it's been hard because we've never dealt with this virus, so the information they're finding out about how it spread and everything is, it's new every day. So at least at this point, if it comes back, I think we're in good shape, but, you know, we still have a lot to learn about the virus, what's going to happen this summer, and who knows, you know, hopefully it'll go away and never come back.
But you're prepared if
it
does.
Yep, we don't want it to come back, but we're prepared.
Thanks to Dr. Craig Wettenberg for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIA KRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIA KRLS.